When did you start feeling like you were having success with it? I mean, it sounds like anecdotally, you're getting this sense that there are a lot of people that are interested in it. It's this emerging trend. You know, you talked about, I think in our other interview, being good at kind of spotting these trends and being early to them. All of that's great, but there's so many businesses that you then start that don't, you know, kind of materialize or get big. What was the first moment where you and or your brother were like, okay, there's something here. This is actually working.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the first moment was on month one, we launched, and pretty much as soon as we launched, we like thought we had something. Like, we had underwritten it as I thought it would do 5 to 10K a month. And in our first month, we did like 20. Our next month, we did like 40. Our next month, we did like 60 grand or something like that. And it just kept growing. Like, we launched in August of 2015. And before the year was over, we'd done like almost 300,000 in revenue. And so for us, we were just like, whoa, this is way beyond what we thought this would be. And this is with like, we had a horrible brand. It wasn't called Kettle and Fire at the time. It was called Bone Broths Co. We were only selling online. Like, it was $12 a box. We didn't really know how to make a good product. We only had one SKU. It was just like, on almost every dimension, it was really badly done. And it was still working. And so we were like, damn, this is compelling.
What do you credit that to? And what I'm asking there is, you know, so there's so many things working against it. If you had to try to play scientist and try to point to one or two things that really moved the needle for you, do you have a sense of what those were?
Yeah, I think it was mostly timing, honestly. I think that like our timing was spot on, where we were just at the moment where people were starting to talk about bone broth. It was a product that they wanted in their lives and they were willing to pay for it, at least like some smallish community of people that are into like paleo and Whole30 and health and all this are willing to pay for it. And at that point when we launched, it was like, we were literally the only game in town. Like, if you wanted to buy bone broth, it was like, you somehow knew about us because there were no other companies that were doing this thing. And so I think it was almost entirely timing. And like, we were the right company with the right product in a market that was growing. And like, that was it. You know, I think that was almost everything. Is and honestly, like, the reason I say that is I think we did there were definitely things that we could have done better. Like I just mentioned, brand sucked, cost was expensive, all this sort of stuff. We saw companies that were executing way worse than we were, that were launching bone broth in like 2015, 2016, that were doing really well. Like, they were doing like single digit millions in sales, and they had no idea what they were doing. And so I think it was just like mostly a market thing at that time.
I mean, so one of the questions I want to ask, it's a little, I guess, difficult to talk about. So you end up launching this company. It was called Bone Broths Co., which of course it was generic, not super
terrible
awesome
name,
but you know, it's good enough to be able to launch it. You've clearly evolved it massively since then. Not only have you had a SKU expansion, I would say your site does a very good job of marketing it and what the benefits of bone broth are in a very simple way. The branding is great. Talk a little bit about the process of taking it from this super rough thing that was working despite itself and polishing that over time. And I guess what I'd be curious is, like, what have you two intentionally focused on that's really moved the needle? And then walk us through some of that. Like, I think it'd be interesting to talk a little bit about the branding and naming and updating that and what that looked like.
Yeah. I mean, so as soon as we thought that we had something, we were like, oh boy, we really have to raise our game from a product standpoint, from a brand standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, all of it. And so hired a branding agency. They were like, we're going to come up with a great name for you. Nick and I ended up coming up with the name. We were sitting in a hot tub. We were joking about, like, you know, what are like the core things that you need to make bone broth, and what would you have in an ancestral environment? And like, for us, it was like, you know, a kettle and a flame, a fire. And so we were like, oh, that's kind of a cool name. Sounds sweet. We should maybe look at using that.